I'm going to talk about customizing the Outlook list, and this can also be helpful in if you use TW Blue or one of those other Twitter programs or something like that. Anything that has a list that you arrow up and down through, you can change the order in which the fields show up on that list. I'm in Outlook right now, so I'm going to go to the top of my list.
Home, subject, PSCP, amount, FW.
And right now, it's set to tell me the subject first, because that's the way I like it. I don't really care who it's from unless I like the subject. So,
subject, PSCP, board, FW, PSCP, director's board, message, unread.
So that's what it's set to now. I'm going to do a command here that I recommend everybody try to remember if you're a JAWS user, because it's very useful. It's the JAWS key and the F2.
Run JAWS Manager dialog, list 1, list 2, command search, 1 of 70.
And the very first thing that comes up, I'm just going to go down the list of what's available through this command, and then we'll come back to the customizing the list. But the first thing that comes up is a JAWS command search function. If you're trying to remember how to do something in JAWS, you can go into that and type a command in, and sometimes it finds it, not always. Okay, so I'm just going to arrow down through here.
Custom highlight assigned, 2 of 17. Customize Outlook message list, 3 of 17. Dictionary manager, 4 of 7.
And some of these I've never used. I don't know what they all do, but I just want you to hear them anyway.
Flexible web, 5 of 17.
Flexible web.
Frame viewer, 6 of 17. Graphics labeler, 7 of 17. Keyboard manager, 8 of 17. Mark colors in braille, 9 of 17. Navigation quick keys, 10 of 17. Prompt create, 11 of 17. Quick settings, 12 of 17. Research it, 13 of 17. Script manager, 14 of 17. Setting center, 15 of 17. Skim reading tool, 16 of 17. Window class reassigned, 17 of 7.
So those are all the things you can do. And the ones that I often use would be research it, which you can also get to another way, at least one other way. But I go in there occasionally. I can't say that I use research it a lot because some of the functions don't work well with it. But I do occasionally use it. And the settings center is an important one if you ever want to really go and change your JAWS settings. So I'm going to go back up to the top of this list.
Home, command search, 1 of 7.
I'm going to arrow down twice.
Customize Outlook message list, 3 of 7.
Customize Outlook message list. And it says that because it knows that I'm in Outlook right now. So I'm going to hit enter on it.
List box, subject, PSCP, board, FW, PS.
Now, what I've got here is a vertical list of fields, some of which it's speaking and some it's not. So the very top one.
Message speak column, 1 of 10. Important speak column, 2 of 10. Message speak column, 1 of 10.
Huh, I thought the top one was going to be subject. I'm going to get out of here and come back.
Escape, list box, unread,
sure
Mary,
where I want to be.
Unread, attachment, Mary Arian, BSC.
Let's say that I want subject to be at the top. I'm going to arrow down until I find subject.
Important speak column, icon speak, header status speak, flag status speak, attachment speak, from speak column, subject speak column, 8 of 10.
All right, so I found it. Now I'm going to hit the tab once, and it's going to bring me to a button that says move up.
Move up button to activate.
I'm going to hit it a whole bunch of times till it goes all the way to the top.
Space.
Let's see.
List one, list two, subject speak column.
So right now, I've got subject at the top of my list. Let's see, what do I want next?
Message speak column, 2 of 10.
I'll say the thing I want next is who's it from, so I'm going to arrow down to that.
Important speak column, icon speak column, 4 of 10. Header status speak column, 5 of 10. Flag status speak column, attachment speak column, from speak column, 8 of 10.
There's from, so I'm going to hit the tab.
Move up button to activate, press space,
I'm going to move it up, but I don't want to move it up past the subject, so I'll try 3 times.
Space.
Let's see where
list
I
one,
am.
List 1, list 2, from speak, icon speak column, 4 of 10, from speak, move up button, space. List 1, list 2, from speak, message speak column, 2, subject speak column.
Okay, so subject, I now column, have, I have subject,
message column, 2, from speak column,
and from. I want to move from up one more time.
Move up button to activate, press
and
space,
I just
tap
to that button,
space.
Hit it again.
List 1, list 2, from
back to the list.
Subject speak column, 1 of 10, from speak column, 2 of 10.
I now have subject, from,
message speak,
and then the message. And then some of these columns I've disabled.
Important speak column, 4 of 10. Icon speak column, 5.
Actually, they seem to have all gone back to a default. I don't know if that happens all the time. I've never noticed it before, but if I want to have it hide a column or not speak it.
Important speak column.
I don't care about importance.
Importance to not speak, 4 of 10, space.
I just hit the space bar and it changed it to not speak. I'll arrow down to the next one.
Icon speak column, 5 of 10.
Same thing. I don't care about the icon.
Icon do not speak, 5 of 10. Header status speak column, 6 of 10.
Header status.
Header status do not speak, 6 of 10. Flag status speak column, 7 of 10.
Flag status.
Flag status do not speak, 7 of 10. Space.
I'll just.
Attachment speak column, 8 of 10.
I do want it to speak attachment. It's important to me to know if there's an attachment, so I'll leave that one alone.
Received speak column, 9 of 10.
Received, that would be the date and time. I'll leave that one alone.
Size speak column, 10 of 10.
And I'm not going to worry about the rest of them for now, but I'm going to now tab through these fields, so you're going to hear the button that says move up.
Move up button to activate, press space,
tab again.
Move down button to activate,
button
press space,
says move down. So if I wanted to move an item down the list instead of up, I could use that.
Toggle speech button to activate. Press.
Toggle speech just means turn speech on and off, but you can do the same thing with the space bar.
Column headers, ignore radio button checked. 1-4, the change to select.
Headers, I have set to ignore.
Column headers, custom text, edit. Column headers, select voice.
And I'm going to tab through here until I find OK.
OK button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus A.
Enter.
List box, DSC, board, FW.
Now, with any luck.
Inbox, jerry.ferrier@gmail.com, out. Subject, DSC, board.
That is the message, the customized message list option. Anybody have any questions?
When you do that, is that just for the email, the folder that you're in right now, or if you went like to sent items, would it be the same way?
Let's find out.
Control Y, go to folder dialog, preview it, jerry.ferrier@gmail.com, open. jerry.ferrier@gmail.com, closed. Jerry. Level 1, inbox, 900 messages, closed. 1 of 18, Gmail, oh, level 2, send mail, 2, enter, send mail, jerry.ferrier. Subject read, and anyway, subject read.
Nope, it's for all folders.
Jerry, what was the command again to get to the settings?
It's Jaws key and the F2, so insert F2. Then you arrow down to customize Outlook list.
And now, is there a shortcut aside from going in Jaws key plus F2? Is there a way to get to the customized list thing without going into the Jaws manager?
I don't know.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Excellent presentation.